with Montana News. I'm Edward O'Brien. One of Montana's most prominent Native American reporters has passed away. Bonnie Clincher Red Elk founded the Fort Peck Journal. It's crunch time at the paper today. Owner Marion Clincher Montclair is helping her staff put the paper to bed. This week's edition features four full-color pages dedicated to her late sister, Bonnie Red Elk, who founded the paper in 2005. Red Elk died last weekend of complications from a stroke she suffered last year. Montclair says she really misses her sister.
Oh, my gosh, tremendously. To think that she's actually gone. It was sad. It was really sad.
Red Elk was an enrolled member of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes and lived in Poplar. She's being remembered this week for her unbiased and fearless reporting. Marion Clincher Montclair says her sister had no formal journalism training. She credits their parents for instilling a sense of curiosity in she and her sister.
They're both Sioux, but they both joined the service after they bombed Pearl Harbor. You know, everybody joined in. Our parents made us aware of what was going on, and our dad made us watch news all the time. So it just got into her system.
Red Elk landed a job with the reservation's official newspaper in 1975. Montclair explains why that can be such a difficult and frustrating job.
Because you're a tribal employee, so then you got your 12 bosses. It's hard to be a tribal employee, especially when you work for a newspaper. They want to tell you what to do and what to print, and that's one thing that Bonnie always didn't allow was them to tell her what to print.
Montclair says Red Elk always wrote unbiased stories that were backed up by meticulous records and hard copies of the minutes from tribal council meetings. But even that couldn't save her after researching and writing a story exposing former chairman John Morales' alleged misuse of tribal funds for personal travel.
Within minutes, John Morales called Bonnie and said, when I get back, there's going to be some major changes. I told Bonnie, he's going to fire you. And she said, oh, he won't. She didn't think he was that mad that he was going to fire her.
Well, he was that mad, and he did fire Red Elk. Instead of letting it get the best of her, she and Montclair decided to start a brand new paper. The Fort Peck Journal was started on a shoestring budget with borrowed and donated equipment. The first two issues were limited to 1,000 copies and were the size of legal pad paper.
Because we didn't know how the people would accept us. Because once you're fired from the tribes like that, you kind of like become an outcast. And we started our own paper. We were like standing up to the tribe, and it was hard to get the advertisers to advertise with us because they just wanted to stay in good with the tribe.
The startup was a big risk, but one that eventually paid off. Montclair says the combination of unique special features and Bonnie's accurate, objective reporting drew readers away from the official tribal paper, which eventually went out of business.
We just decided to try, but it was just time to if we had wings or not, and we did. And we had so much support.
Montclair says her petite sister stood barely 5 feet tall and was remarkably shy and unassuming.
To get her to talk, to give her a microphone and stand in front of people, no, she would barely say a few words and turn every color under the sun. But when you read her writing, when you read her editorials, when you read her how she reports, you think, wow, who is this person?
Bonnie Red Elk received the Montana Free Press Award and was also recognized by the Native American Journalists Association for her dedication to her paper's readers. She was 62 and survived by four children and grandchildren. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.